It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, May 31st, 2009. Ragnar Dansteld, and you have found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. We got a few pirates in the news stories for you this week, including the expanded FCC powers, action against FM pirates in New Jersey, and some pirates in Brazil with big brass ones, as well as news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly, a couple off-air recordings this week, and some closing thoughts for me. So stay tuned. It's the Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansteld.
Well, hey, how's everybody doing this week, huh? I'm back after taking last week off. I'm going to be doing that quite a bit throughout the summer. Usually take at least one weekend a month off, just for some me time. Talking about bad karma, boy, I had a little karma coming my way this last week. You know, after actually been listening to pretty much pirates only for the last few years, and I thought I'd get back into listening to shortwave stations from around the world, do some DXing, went out and bought myself a new 2009 passport to World Band Radio, which is, you know, definitely the Bible if you wish to start DXing around the world. And went and got that, and 2 days later, the Drake SW8, my main radio, just kind of gave up the ghost. It's not completely dead, but definitely no longer listenable. The radio still turns on, you can still tune around, you can still see the frequency change, you can see the S-meter kick up on the big signals, but no audio output. You know, the last couple weeks, I thought it was getting a little quieter, had to turn up the radio a little bit louder, release the volume knob to crank the volume knob up a little more just to get the same level of output, and wow, went in there yesterday, turned on the radio, and nothing, no volume at all. So the main radio, the Drake SW8, is kaput, and not sure what I'm going to do with that yet. Probably going to try to get it fixed, I guess. Still have the ICOM PC-1000. It's actually feeding the Gulch right now, and it's my main radio for the foreseeable future. Unfortunately, really don't like the ICOM all that well. It's a great interface. I love to be able to sit at the computer where I usually listen to the radio and be able to tune around the dial just with the computer, which is really cool, but the PC-1000 is a very noisy radio on HF. Picks up a lot of noise from around the house, even on the same antenna that the Drake was feeding. So, not sure what I'm going to do. Maybe I can go buy a new radio, but I'll probably get the Drake fixed. But for the foreseeable future, it's the ICOM radio only, which kind of sucks. I was getting really get into some heavy DXing over the next few weeks, and down to one radio. Okay, well, that's been my life the last couple days. Let's get into some pirates in the news story, shall we?
Pirates in the news.
Well, we got a bunch of news stories to cover this week, so we will get right into it. The first big story, and it's a big story everybody's talking about, is the expanded FCC powers. And I first heard about it from Andy McCaskey on SDR News, a great podcast I listen to every morning. Take a listen to how it was first covered with the new expanded FCC warrantless household searches. Take a listen to Andy.
The FCC reserves the right to search your home at any time. Wired.com reports that you may not know it, but if you have a wireless router or a cordless phone or a garage door opener, cell phone, baby monitor, or any RF device, the FCC claims the right to enter the home without a warrant at any time, day or night, in order to inspect it. This derives from the Communications Act of 1934, although the constitutionality of the claim has gone untested in the courts. Supreme Court has said the government cannot make warrantless entries into homes for administrative inspections, according to a 1967 Supreme Court ruling on housing inspectors. The FCC's investigated pirate radio stations in Boulder, Colorado, and they claim that whether you operate an amateur station or any other radio device, your authorization from the commission comes with the obligation to allow inspection. Administrative search powers are not rare, at least as directed against businesses, and fire safety, food, or workplace safety regulators don't generally need warrants to enter a business. But despite the broad power, FCC agents are not cops. The only right they have is to inspect the equipment. If they want to seize it, they have to work with the U.S. Attorney General's office.
Well, let's change gears now and take it over to the International Radio Report on CKUT. Steve and Janice discuss the recent FCC action against some FM pirates in New Jersey. Take a listen to CKUT.
So here's an article posted from Inside Radio about Pirate Salsa Party is over. The U.S. Marshals have raided two Paterson, New Jersey pirate radio stations and seize equipment used to operate the illegal station. The FCC has been trying to shut down the unlicensed 90.5 since 2006. Pressure from WFUV in New York 90.7 listeners helped to keep the FCC after the pirates, so they finally shut them down.
On a side note, Janice noted at the end of the program that they will be playing repeats for the next 2 weeks, so 3 weeks out, they'll be back with a new international radio report. So you got a transmitter, and you think you're a pirate, right? Yeah, you got two big brass ones, and you're not afraid to tick off the FCC. Well, you ain't got nothing on these South American pirates in Brazil who took control of a couple abandoned U.S. military satellites. Yeah, that's some big brass ones. This from the AR Newsline.
Brazil, working with the U.S. intelligence agency, has begun cracking down on pirate operators who have been using an abandoned United States military satellite system for their own personal use. The Fleet SATCOM, which is an acronym for the Fleet Satellite Communication System, was a Constellation 8 non-encrypted communication satellite launched between 1978 and 1989. These were replaced in the 1990s by a newer and more secure satellite system, but two of the old birds remain operational. This was discovered by pirate radio operators in Brazil about a half decade ago, but no action was taken until the U.S. discovered the illegal operators and filed a complaint to Brazil. Now Brazil has undertaken an enforcement campaign called Operation Satellite. In it, Brazil's police use coordinates provided by the U.S. Department of Defense and confirmed by Brazil's telecommunications authority to raid locations of suspected satellite pirates. Among those already caught and charged have been a university professor, electricians, truckers, and farmers. The suspects face up to 4 years in jail, but are likely to be fined if convicted. According to one article, the abandoned birds were left operational in case they were needed in emergency situations. The growing number of pirate activity from Brazil has made them unusable for that purpose. It's not known if the United States might simply deorbit the remaining birds and just put an end to the pirates' operation.
Talking about Brazil, this news from... Oh, cool. Hey, someone just dropped off a couple audio clips on the Pirate Suite drop.io. Very cool. I have to take a look at that for some off-air recordings a little bit later in the program. Okay, back to the news. Talking about Brazil. This is coming from the Aviation News. May 27th, 2009, a TAM Airbus A320 flight from Victoria was on approach to São Paulo's airport when communication with air traffic control broke down due to an unauthorized transmitter, a obvious radio pirate that was on frequency. The crew decided to divert 50 miles away to another airport, Campinas, where the airplane landed safely 15 minutes later. Two more TAM Airbus A320s were on approach and had to divert due to the radio interference. That's three Airbus airplanes had to divert due to on-frequency pirate radio action. Brazil Airport Authority confirmed that there were communication problems caused by sources outside their control that could only partially be controlled by changing the frequency for the Canagojas control tower. The radio interference lasted from 8 to 9:30 p.m. that's local time on the 27th of May 2009. And from the blogosphere, over at Radio Kitchen, the professor has posted a long and really good post on the Culpsville Shortwave Listeners Winterfest from earlier this year. It's a real long read, but it's very thoughtful and very well written. He does go into the pirate radio contingent a bit, noting the sophomoric and rather geeky humor with lots of sarcasm on the pirate radio broadcast at the fest. The professor believes that many of the programs are filled with in-jokes and insights. Humor that the newcomer is bound to do a little head scratching when first coming across these illicit shortwave broadcasts. He goes on to discuss WBCQ's Area 51, a camera shy cracker, and even gives this show a kind of a real nice plug. As I said, it's a long read, but it's definitely well worth the read. Links will be in the show notes, piratesweek.info.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
It's time now to take a look around the internet for some shortwave pirate postings, starting off like we always do with the free radio network frn.net/vines. Al Phantom starts us off this week, posting the news story that we covered earlier, the FCC's warrantless household searches, noting that the FCC claims the right to warrantless search of anyone and anything that emanates RF. What was interesting is actually Al said he tried to post this on the Rec Radio Amateur moderated forum, but for whatever reason, the moderators over there wouldn't approve it. Al thinks perhaps they're afraid to offend the FCC. That's why I like the FRN. Bill O. Wrights believes the FCC are the true pirates in this case, and Mr. Mike believes it's the number of ex-cops who become FCC technicians. And C-Lord is a self-described radio nerd. Old DXer posts a link to the NASA solar story on Solar Cycle 24. It notes that Solar Cycle 24 will peak in May 2013 with a below average number of sunspots. The article quotes solar scientists as saying, if our prediction is correct, Solar Cycle 24 will have a peak sunspot number of 90, the lowest of any cycle since 1928 when Solar Cycle 16 peaked at 78. Cracker of Radio Jamba International has posted saying that he will no longer accept QSL requests from the Belfast drop. He can be contacted via email at crackerradio@pmlol.com. He may EQSL underscore may if a QSL was offered in the broadcast. Other than that, he has posted a DIY QSL for download. You can do it yourself. The poet is jumping on that bandwagon also and is ceasing snail mail QSLs. You can email him any QSL reports at the Gmail address, tcsshortwave@gmail.com. He notes that he is no longer checking the old Yahoo email address and has switched exclusively to Gmail. Over in the workshop forum, Doctor Who posts asking if he can use the 6146B tubes in the Johnson Viking 2. JTA notes that if the rig uses 6146s without modification, the B version will work just fine, but he'd be a little careful about the W military version. The poet does say that he would not recommend using them because of the increased output, and 807B added some links to the 6146B spec sheets. I then went to post in the workshop forum the death of my Drake SW8. I noted that a little bit earlier in the broadcast. After about 10 years of being almost constantly on, the Drake SW8 finally died. A week or two ago, I did notice the audio output wasn't delivering the volume it once was. Turned it on Saturday afternoon and no audio output, not on any of the speaker out, the line out, the internal speaker. Nothing seemed to give out any audio. Everything else worked. I can tune around, see the big signals on the built-in S-meter, and I can even get the faintest of audio from the line audio out with powered speakers turned all the way up. I can hear something, but the sound is definitely gone, and that's kind of sucks. Doctor Who thinks it may be the preamp. That does make a little bit of sense. But I'm going to have to get into that in the next couple weeks, see if I can get the Drake SW8 fixed. Hey, if anybody has any ideas, post in the workshop forum if you think that's the preamp. Actually, and if anybody has any idea who does good work on Drake SW8s, probably going to have to send that one in. Over in HF Underground, Phantom posts that Riley Hollingsworth is going to speak at Lehigh University July 9th, 2009. The Delaware Lehigh Amateur Radio Club of Nazareth, Pennsylvania will present an evening with Riley Hollingsworth July 9th, 2009. Riley, of course, was the FCC enforcement agent for many years. Tickets at the door, $5. Phantom also posted a Esquire magazine article on number stations that does reference Chris Siminski quite a bit. So if you want to take a look at that, and if you're interested in numbers station, take a look at the latest Esquire magazine. And finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 694, May 30th, 2009. Covering free radio activity from May 23rd to the 29th, listing stations heard this last week. Stations being heard on air this last week include, and there is a bunch of them, Barnyard Radio, Captain Morgan, Dead Cat Radio, Gray Rhino Radio, KPR, Liquid Radio, Long Range Radio, MAC, North Sea Radio, North Woods Radio, WBNY, Radio Free Speech, Radio Appalachia, Radio First Termer, Radio Gaga, Radio Oz, The Crystal Ship, Thinking Man Radio, Voice of Honor, Toynabee Radio, WEAK, Wolverine Radio, WPON, The Weapon, WTCR, 20th Century Radio, and the ham call sign 6BA6 with a QSO with Northwoods Radio. And the European that made it across the pond this last week, Cactus Jack Radio, coming across from Europe. Hey, I did want to mention a new station a couple weeks ago, actually the week I did not have a show. May 20th, Radio Carp was logged by a couple of DXers, actually looking at the FRN. It was logged by quite a few on May 20th. I wanted to highlight Radio Carp, not only because it was a new station on air, but it was logged in California, and actually it was, I think I saw logs in there from New Mexico also, but hey, thanks to listener Martin out there in California for alerting us to that. It's really rare for a shortwave pirate to be logged over there on the left coast. I guess due to not a lot of DXers over there in California doing shortwave pirate listening, and really not a not a lot of signals are landing over there in California, but Radio Carp being logged in California. If anybody has a contact info for Radio Carp, I know a couple QSLs that would like to be sent over towards their station. Talking about QSLs, stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of Radio Gaga, Barnyard Radio, WTCR, Radio First Termer, Voice of Honor, Dead Cat Radio, Thinking Man Radio, and Gray Rhino Radio, all sending out QSLs this last week.
Arrgh, mateys, it's Skidmark Bob from Free Radio Santa Cruz, better known as Freak Radio, broadcasting 100 watts of stereo power on 101 FM or online at freakradio.org. Unlicensed broadcast since 1995, and you're listening to Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjol. Did I say that right? I hope I said that right. Anyway, check out piratesweek.info. Arrgh.
Oh man, how cool is that? Okay, hey, thank you out there, Freak Radio, Free Radio Santa Cruz with Skidmark Bob. Very cool. Okay, let's get into some off-air recordings, and we got a bunch of them for you this week. None from me, like I said earlier. The Drake kind of crapped out this week, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do about that. But we do have a bunch of off-air recordings. First up, we have Sealord down in Florida using his 10-Tech RX340. He caught Wolverine Radio on the 25th of May, 0540, 0550, 6925 upper sideband, SIL 333. He said it's a good signal with some fade, with a bunch of different versions of I Fought the Law, and then the Wolverine radio ID at the very end of the broadcast that was in reverse. That's right, the ID is in reverse. So take a listen to Wolverine Radio. And just in case you didn't catch that reversed Wolverine radio, here it is with I actually reversed it back.
Wolverine radio.
Weak Radio was listening on his Drake R8 and caught the Crystal Ship, May 21st, 2009, 6876 AM. The poet signed on around 0230 and had a marathon broadcast, signing off sometime around 0500. What is that, about 3.5 hours? The Crystal Ship on 6876 AM. Take a listen to this.
What's up, Doc? I ain't no Doc. I'm a pirate.
You are tuned to the Crystal Ship, the official radio voice of the Blue States Republic, defenders of truth, peace, justice, and freedom of the airwaves.
Got a couple recordings from Zane this week. He just put them on the drop. That's drop.io/piratesweek. The drop is an easy place to upload and download things for the show. And I get an alert via Twitter whenever something is placed there. You heard me see that alert a little bit earlier in the show. Zane uploaded Thinking Man Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, 0205 UTC, the 31st of May, SINPO 25442. Take a listen to Thinking Man Radio. And finally, also from Zane, is a short clip of Long Range Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, 0130 UTC, the 31st of May, SINPO 35443. Take a listen to a very short clip of Long Range Radio.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. So what did we learn this week? Well, I learned that Drake SW8's lifetime is about 10 years of continuous use. Pirate ops are beginning to move away from snail mail in preference of EQSLs. And we learned the FCCs are the real pirates. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here, gang. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
The Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.